Hey. Hello. That finally got your attention. You look confused. Would you like a guide? A guide to show you around. You look lost and confused, so I thought I would ask if you'd like some help. Oh no, don't worry. I won't charge you a thing. I just really felt compelled to help you out. You look friendly. I wanted to talk to you. Besides, I know this place pretty well. I know many things. So, are you in a hurry? Are you headed to the station, perhaps? I know where it is from here. I could show you. No? I know. You probably have a business meeting or something in a few minutes, then. Let me show you where the big banks are. Oh. So, no business meeting? You don't have anywhere you need to be? But why do you seem so stressed then? Never mind. It's good you have nothing going on. That gives me an opportunity to guide you around all the sites. This building, for example, it's actually the City Hall. It was originally constructed in 1834 by Liam Singh. You don't seem very interested. That's odd. Ugh. What am I gonna do with you, mister? You're clearly lost, but you don't seem to have any destination or a goal. What? Oh, I see. You're one of those. It was so simple, so obvious. You're at your limit, aren't you? You're so stressed and fed up that your mind is racing. You just can't make it stop. There's nothing you can do, but there's so much left undone. You're scared of the future. You loathe thinking of your mistakes in the past. Yes, of course. What you need is for someone to tell you to. I'm sorry, baby. I didn't realize you were so stressed. No wonder I was drawn to you. Poor thing. You're so lost. Well, don't fear. Your guide is here for you now. I want to help you feel safe, sweetie. Would you like me to hug you? Yeah? Oh, you feel so nice. I know. I feel so nice too. I'm warm and soft and so comforting. It's been a while since you've really been held like this, hasn't it? There. That's completely fine. I'm here for you now, and I'm practically made for cuddles. Everything will be just fine. Listen, you can be my pet if you like. Yeah. That means while we're together, you won't have to worry about anything. You can simply relax and let me take care of you. Oh. Oh, you're hugging me so forcefully now. I'll take that as a definite yes. I know, sweetie. I know. The world is such a confusing place. It can so easily overwhelm a good pet such as yourself. Let me give you a kiss. That should help. There. It's okay. All a sweetheart like you needs a little reminder that the world isn't really out to get you. That's why I'm here. I love doing that. It's okay. It's okay. I promise, you really are good. Everything will be just fine. What I like to do is to take you on a little journey. As a guide, that's what I do. I'm very good at it. I can take you places. And today, I'd like to take you somewhere lovely where you can relax. I want to guide you to peace and comfort. I will help you put your mind at ease and help you fall asleep. And maybe along the way, Perhaps we can figure out what you might be missing about yourself. I'll try and help you gather your thoughts and you connect with the loving person you really are. I can try and encourage you to take the next step. Sounds good, doesn't it? Well, that's just what to expect when you get to be pampered by top-rated guides such as me. Oh, that's not made up, by the way. I'd appreciate if you left me a 5-star rating later. Now then, we'll need to do some preparation before we can set off. You're going to have to do exactly as I say during our entire voyage. Can you do that for me, sweetie? Good. You're doing great. Then first, I want you to get comfortable. Laying down or sitting comfortably will do fine, but I don't want you to start fidgeting. No, you need to be free from distractions. It's your mind that's going to travel with me. So, to that end, I'd like to make you feel nice and heavy. Is that okay, sweetie? We're going to start with your breathing. I want you to take a deep breath in and hold your breath and exhale. And again, please breathe in. 1, 2, 3 and exhale. And we're going to do it one more time. Breathe in. 1, 2, 3 and exhale. You are doing very good. We'll do it once more, alright? Breathe in. 2, 3 and exhale. Now, when you breathe in this time, I want you to focus on the part of your body I tell you to. And when you exhale, all of the energy from that part of your body will exit with your breath, leaving you nice, relaxed, and heavy. Ready? Here we go, sweetie. Breathe into your legs in 1, 2, 3, and hold your breath. 1, 2, 3. And let go. Now feel your legs getting heavy. Feel how they sink in. Good. Now breathe into your stomach in 1, 2, 3. Hold your breath. 1, 2, 3. And let go. The more you breathe, the heavier you feel. Breathe into your chest in 1, 2, 3, hold your breath, 1, 2, 3, now let your worries go. When you feel stressed, relaxing for a moment like this will focus your mind and help you accomplish whatever you are ultimately trying to achieve. You're doing exactly the right thing, sweetheart. Relax and only listen to the sound of my voice. Relax. Let us go a further step. Focus on your shoulders and your neck for me. And breathe in. 1, 2, 3, hold your breath, 1, 2, 3, and breathe out. Now we're going to breathe in through your arms, in 1, 2, 3, hold your breath, 1, 2, 3, and breathe out. Follow the sound of my voice. There's nothing to think about anymore. Sink in. You feel how you've become heavy and relaxed. Breathe in through your hands now and your fingers in 1, 2, 3. Hold your breath. 1, 2, 3. And breathe out. And finally, we're going to breathe in through your head, your scalp, your nose, your eyes, and your eyelids. Let them all become very heavy and relaxed. Breathe in 1, 2, 3. Hold your breath. 1, 2, 3. And breathe out. You've done so well, sweetie. Now you're ready and open to let me guide you. Listen to the wonderful place I have brought you. Open your mind's eye and marvel at the beauty all around us. There is volcanic activity in this area. Hot water rises up and creates natural hot pools like this one. And right now, you and me, we are submerged in a warm, natural mud bath together. This is so relaxing. Way better than any spa. I love the feeling of being hugged and weighed down by this warm mud. It's one of my favorite places to go. You know, all life arose from warm mud like this. It makes sense why it feels so natural to return to it, don't you think? We, as human beings, we are very connected to the natural world, sweetheart. You are not some alien thrust into this place. It's not forced upon you. You're part of it. You are born out of it. And as a part of this world, you are as much in it as it is in you. It becomes so clear laying here in this warmth, staring out at the endless night sky. Try and remember, sweetie, that while we're in this warm mud together, feel how it clings to you, drawing you in, drawing you out of your own mind. It becomes an extension of yourself, and you can allow all the warmth inside you. I find it's very important you not forget how connected you are to the world. It's not too daunting, is it? You should let the people around you know how you feel. I'd rather someone be honest with their feelings to me than for them to constantly hide them. It makes me very happy hearing someone I love does so too. But it also makes me happy when I tell someone. Why don't we do it together? Close your eyes. Breathe in and out. Breathe in and out. Breathe in and out. Breathe in one more time for me, please. And out. Now, picture the person you love in front of you. Tell them how much you appreciate and love them. Be honest. Tell them your feelings. Now see them smile back. Allow yourself to feel their joy. You're doing very well, my sweet pet. Now this time I want you to tell this to someone you haven't said this to nearly enough. Close your eyes. Breathe in. And out. Picture this person in front of you. Tell them how much you appreciate and love them. Now see them smile back. Smile. And let yourself feel the joy and happiness of love. You have done very well. Relax. Now that you have discovered this joy, please use this technique outside our little journey to connect to the ones you love too. You have been so good, my pet. Let me look at your hand for you. Ah, yes, as I thought, your skin has gone quite wrinkly. We've been in this mud bath for too long. I know you're tired. Let me guide you to sleep now, sweetie. Here, hold my hand. And up. Ah. That was nice, wasn't it? Here, let me wipe you down, my pet. Where are we now? Ah, I know, this place might seem strange. My pet, this is the hallway of possibilities. Behind every door you see along this endless halfway lies a new place. A new feeling. A new state of mind. From here, I could take you to space or deep below the ocean. It's how I can guide you so well. But right now, what you need is sleep, sweetheart. And that lies behind one of these doors at the far end of this corridor. I know you're tired. I don't expect you to walk all the way to get to sleep. I will guide you. I will carry you to the right door where you will find the perfect sleep. And when it's time, when you need me again for another guided tour, I will find you, my pet. Don't you worry about a thing. You can come relax in my arms now. There, there. You have been so good. Just relax into my arms. Let me just find the right door for you. I'll make sure it's the door that will lead you to the best sleep, my pet. I want you to drift off. You can fall asleep right here in my arms. Shh. It's okay. Alright. I'll give you one last good night kiss. Good night, my pet. Sweet dreams.